I get that name, it may just be. What?
All right, let's look at Liberty County School Board regular meeting Tuesday, July the 12th, 2022, at 12:30 PM, come to order. We're gonna open with the prayer and the pledge, prayer by Mr. Petty, pledge by Mr. Jody.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, God, for the opportunity to be here today, and Father, serve in leadership capacities, Lord, for the school district. We pray, God, that you'd bless our meeting today. Pray that everything that's said and done, Lord, would be pleasing to you and pleasing to our constituents. Father, we pray that as we get ready for school to start, we pray that you'd meet all of our needs, financially, emotionally, physically, God, all the things that we need, Lord, to get rolling. We pray, God, for those provisions upon us, Lord. Help us to be good stewards of what you've allowed us to have. We pray for our students and our families, Lord. I pray that they'd have a safe rest of the summer. And Father, be with all of our staff as they prepare to come back, Lord. We just pray that it'd be fruitful, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask for your guidance and discernment and strength and wisdom today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moving right along to item number two, recognition presentation. Mr. Petty.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Today we want to take a pause for a moment to recognize the people who have served our district exceptionally well. We have a few that could not come, some that are sick. I'm going to talk about them very quick. The first one of them is Mr. Joseph Crump at Hoster School. Mr. Crump served, we'll get this to them. I know we had some sickness for 15 years for Liberty County School Board, working at Hosford School. Mr. Crump's a legend at Hosford School, and he has served the district well. We appreciate him and his expertise. Ms. Sheila Hall, our recently retired finance director, served 9 years here for the district and served most of her career in Calhoun County. So she is enjoying retirement. She was unable to be here today. And then the third one that could not be here is Ms. Patsy Godwin. I believe it says 14 years of service as a bus driver. So we do have a need for a bus driver. If you are interested, Kevin will take your name and number today, and we'll walk you out, give you a grand tour of your bus. So we could use that help today. It's almost, and I say this a lot when we do recognitions like this, it's not enough to come up here just for a few moments and say a few things, because we could be up here all day talking about these folks as they retire and all the good and all the stories that they experience, the fun, the challenging moments they've had as employees. Anytime you have a job, you stick it out and you spend a lot of time, a lot of years of your life. I share a lot with our staff. We met with our principals last week, and I said, the first thing that I kind of require and expect in leadership, you got to have passion for the job. You spend more time, usually, with people you work with than your own family. And that's never a good thing, but that's kind of the way it kind of turns out to be. So you want to love coming to work. You want to have passion for what you do. These two employees have had an extreme amount of passion for what they do their entire time working for the school board in different various roles. And we have been blessed to call you part of our family, and we just wish y'all the best in your future. So I'm going to ask their direct supervisors, Mr. Willis, won't you come on up here? Ms. Sharman has 18 years with Liberty County School Board. I know she worked previously, Florida State. Where all did you work?
I was at Department of Insurance for 9 and FSU Athletics.
Yeah, worked a long time, got a great resume and stuff. So I'm going to let Mr. Jarrett, he worked with her every day. So now he may tell a different story. I'm glad to have Regan here today for coming. And I'm going to let him talk a little bit. And I'm going to let him give you a award to us, okay?
Well, as Mr. Kyle said, we've been going for days talking about Ms. Sharman. So she has done a lot for Liberty County custom for the students of Erie County High School, but probably more important for me. I know she's been a sounding board for me. It's kept me in check a lot of times. I can get off the path a little bit. Personally, she's helping, and professionally, she's helping. Will not be the same without you. There's no doubt about that. She kept that front office running. And you know, there's a handful of employees that I love that, ones that you know you don't have to check on, don't have to worry about what they do. They're going to get the job done, and it's going to be done correctly, and better than I can do it. She's one of those. Never had to worry about the job being incomplete or not finished on time or how it was. She also kept that front office in check, and students, and had more knowledge than probably all of us combined. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you for the short time I worked with you. You were a pleasure to work with, and I will truly miss seeing you every day. And so thank you for all that you've done for Liberty County High School and Liberty County School Board. Thank you so much. Where do we stand for a picture?
Just right out there. I'll stand with y'all.
It is wonderful.
Would you like to say something,
Chris? Make a speech.
Make sure I'm just...
Thank you, sir.
So Sherman has worked for us in data entry at the high school. I promise you, from my time as guidance counselor at high school, when the guidance counselor's not there, she also kind of becomes the guidance counselor. So in lieu of them not being there, so it's an important role. So Sherman, we wish you the best. Thank you for your service. And please take calls. I'm sure there'll be some calls saying, "Where's this? Where's that? Where's that file? What do I have to do?" This next person is also a legend. Anytime, I think when you get that 30-year plus club, you really, it ought to be your name etched somewhere, you know, on a wall or on a brick or somewhere in a bathroom. I'm not sure. Miss Shalay Eichlin loves youngins. Anybody that's ever been around her as a teacher, any kind of role that she's had with the school board, especially as I know that sometimes those kids that have some special needs are some of the sweetest to love, but sometimes the most challenging. And Miss Shalay has had a splendid career of loving children. That is just your number one priority of any job working in the school system. You gotta love kids. If you don't love kids, you'll be a horrible bus driver. If you don't love kids, you'll be a horrible custodian. If you don't love kids, you'll be a horrible teacher. You gotta love kids. You know, that's about mine. Shalay Eichlin loves kids. She's got a wonderful family and kids of her own and grandkids. And so I asked her a while ago, I said, "Is it kicked in yet?" Mm-hmm. She said, "Not yet, but it's coming." So we had some discussion. But she's worked up here with us, and I appreciate the almost 2 years now being able to work with her here at the district office. So I'm going to ask Laura, her supervisor, to come say a few kind words for Mr. Shalay.
I'll keep it short and sweet because y'all know I'll cry. Ms. Shalay has been with us for 32 years. Dedicated employee, dedicated coworker, most importantly, dedicated friend. We're going to miss her a lot. But the time's come for you to retire, and we're very happy for you for that. For you to get to enjoy some things that work life can sometimes interfere with, such as no makeup alarms, vacations, daytime naps, working your flowers. But I would have to say, you know, that you're going to get your makeup on schedule, but we know that's not true. You just moved to new management, and we need to check your grandchildren for your mom's schedule. But seriously, family's a high priority to you, And we're glad that you're going to get the time to give them all of you, not just part. As she said, she is definitely an advocate for kids and has advocated every minute of her work career and outside of her career for kids. And that's a lot. And Michelle, she'd rather be.
I tried to get Shalane to sing the song, The Final Countdown, for the last 30 days. I think I got her to do it one time.
She worked up to the very last. I thought we were going to have to kick her out. Like, Shalane, it is okay. She was determined to leave everything for Kayla in the best condition and order.
That is awesome. I appreciate both Charmin and Kate and Shalane doing that for those people that they are mentoring, that have mentored behind them, because behind them. And I know there'll be phone calls made, Charm, from Shalane, you know, hey, what is this? And I appreciate y'all being willing to take those calls and say, look, I'm here to help. So I appreciate it. Charmin also, yeah, I tell you, in the press box at the football games, on one occasion, when she was cheerleader sponsor, homecoming coordinator or whatever, she come up behind me one time and scared the fire out of me. I was engaged in the game. I'm just glad the mic was off. Thank y'all. Let's give them both a minute. So we're going to take just, Mr. Chair, if y'all want to take a quick recess, if y'all want to
miss it,
then we'll kick back in.
All right.